For a train that's supposed to be both fast and smooth, the quest to build high-speed rail in California has been anything but. Last week, the project hit another issue, the surprise announcement from the Rail Authority's CEO, Jeff Morales, that he's stepping down after 5 years on the job. Here to tell us more about what that means is the Fresno Bee's Tim Sheehan, who's been covering high-speed rail for McClatchy newspapers for years. Tim, welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
A big event last week. Is this, place this in context for us. Jeff has been there for a while.
He's been there for a while.
Is this a major obstacle for the rail effort?
The Rail Authority, of course, says no, but I think it's going to be a challenge. They've been looking for a chief operating officer for a few months, and so you know they're being noncommittal at this point about whether or not they've got someone in that pool who may be able to step into these shoes as well as hiring a COO. But it's definitely a surprise. It came as a surprise to a lot of folks.
So 5 years ago when Jeff took over, the Rail Authority was in a similar position, much in need of a CEO. He was brought in as someone who had experience in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. How did he live up to Governor Brown's aim to get the project back on track?
Well, I think at the time that he came on 5 years ago, they were struggling at that point, because at that point they had just announced a change in the price tag from something like $46 million to about $46 billion to $98 billion, as they were working through the interim stages before Morales was hired, they were working on value engineering it back down to a more reasonable number. But that number sent a lot of sticker shock through a lot of people. And at that time, the Rail Authority was really trying to get their legs back under them. They also had a very skeletal staff, a minimal staff at that point. What Jeff was tasked with doing, along with a couple of Governor Brown's appointees to the Rail Authority board, was to get this thing jump-started through the planning stages and get it to a construction point. And that's what Jeff Morales, as well as Dan Richard, the board chairman, and Mike Rossi, one of the other board members that was a Brown appointee, have really strived to getting this thing off the drawing board and onto the construction path.
Do we know anything about why he has announced his resignation effective later this summer?
I don't. I asked him, and he played coy with me. He didn't want to talk about what led to that. My understanding, what I got out of the conversation, is this was sort of his decision. It wasn't that there was some upheaval that was pushing him out the door. You never know what's going on behind the scenes, obviously. But the indication was that this has been in the works for a couple of months, working on a transition plan. They just kept a remarkably good lid on it.
So Jeff Morales was brought in by the governor as somebody who really knew Sacramento. He was a former director of Caltrans and also ran one of these companies that deals a lot in the private sector with transportation projects.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Rail Authority look for in its next CEO? Are they in a different phase now? Is it someone who's an insider, or is it somebody who has some other sort of experience?
That is a great question. I'm not exactly sure what the board's going to be looking for, whether they're going to be looking for another person who knows the ins and outs of Sacramento like Jeff Morales did, or whether they're going to look for someone who's more of a construction background. Jeff had come into this from largely an engineering and planning background, negotiating the thing to get it to the point of construction. So now it's largely a construction project, although a very slow moving one. So I think they're going to be looking for someone who can guide the construction aspect of this more so than the planning aspects, although there's still a lot of planning left to do.
There's a lot of planning left to do, a lot of construction left to do, but there is construction happening. As you drive up and down Highway 99 or throughout downtown Fresno,
mm-hmm.
you see it.
Yes.
What is slowing it down? Why is it not faster? What does the Rail Authority say? Because it seems like a few years ago they had hoped to be further along than they are right
sure.
now.
Sure. Initially, when they were initially getting the federal grants back in 2010, 2011, 2012, the idea was that they would have reached substantial completion. And of course, there's always debate about what is substantial completion. How is that defined? But the idea was that they would hope to have been at substantial completion by September 30th of 2017, because that's the strings that are tied to some of the stimulus funds that the Obama administration put toward the project. That's somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.5 or $3 billion in stimulus funds. The big thing that has really slowed it down has been the pace of property acquisition. I don't believe the Rail Authority was fully prepared for the complexity of acquiring the right-of-way that they needed and the volume of right-of-way that they need from Madera all the way down through Bakersfield. And that has, that's been the chief stumbling block of this. It really stalled the start of major construction on the project a couple of years ago. And as a result, they put themselves really a lot farther behind the schedule than they would like to. And then there's also the reality of the money and where are they going to get the money to continue to build beyond this initial $6 billion, $6 or $7 billion chunk here in the San Joaquin Valley.
So this September 2017 deadline, it seems very hard to believe that substantial completion would be reached by that point. We have one bridge over the Fresno River in Madera County. You have work in a trench along Highway 99 and 180 in downtown Fresno, but we aren't anywhere near what somebody could call substantial completion. What happens then? Is this a real threat in terms of a deadline, or is it
not really, because they've managed to rejigger the grant rules with the federal government, and that has irked some of the congressional Republicans to no end. But with the realization that September 2017 was an immovable rock, so to speak, and the construction schedule itself being a hard place, what they ended up doing was negotiating with the Federal Railroad Administration to be able to use the federal share of money first and then start contributing the matching funds, whether it's Proposition 1A money from the 2008 bond measure or cap and trade money from the greenhouse gas program, to start throwing in their match later. So largely what we've seen over the last couple of years is the state spending that federal money first, because that was really the commitment that was in the grant agreements, is that federal stimulus money in particular had to be expended, committed, and out the door by September 2017, because that's when those grants expire. They also have an amount, and the number is escaping me at the moment, but Federal Railroad Administration transportation funds that don't have the same type of deadline. So their priorities are first spending the stimulus money from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, then spending, coming up with the state matches from whatever source it is. Cap and trade has been largely what it is lately, and then spending the bulk of that federal money that doesn't have the 2017 strings tied to it.
We're talking about high-speed rail with the Fresno Bee's Tim Sheehan, who's probably the leading reporter on this issue statewide. The high-speed rail CEO announced he plans to step down later this summer, Jeff Morales. A number of other issues in the news. When the Trump administration took over, it all of a sudden started talking about high-speed rail. Do we know any more about what the latest is there? Is there an effort to, or any progress on the effort to stop federal contributions or support for this?
Well, after President Trump took office and he was getting his cabinet in place, one of the things that happened is congressional Republicans here in the Valley prevailed upon the new Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao to block some money that had been negotiated with the Obama administration to help with the electrification of the Caltrain system between San Francisco and San Jose. The long-range plan for the Rail Authority is to share upgraded Caltrain tracks that would be electrified. Caltrain would also benefit from that because they would get rid of their diesel-driven trains and move to all-electric trains on that corridor. So once the high-speed rail trains, the electric high-speed rail trains from the Valley reach San Jose, then they would be able to share tracks and get into San Francisco. That federal grant has been put on hold by the federal government, and so that is likely to affect the long-range efforts to get the high-speed rail tracks and Caltrain itself electrified between San Francisco and San Jose.
Another roadblock is on the state level and how the state comes up with the matching money, the state share of how to pay for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cap and trade has been one source of money the governor and the legislature identified, but there's a string attached to that, and it could be going away. What's the latest on the effort to use that money for this project?
Well, and as long as cap and trade is around, for however long that's going to be, 25% of that money comes to the high-speed rail project. That's something that the legislature decided several years ago. But that 2020 expiration or sunset of cap and trade remains a question mark. So it's my understanding that Governor Brown and Democratic leaders are trying to come up with legislation to extend that. And I don't know what the terms of that are necessarily going to look like, but there is a hope on behalf of the Rail Authority and on behalf of the governor's office to be able to extend cap and trade to keep that stream of money flowing. Because without cap and trade, without that money flowing, California's high-speed rail program might come to a complete standstill because they're counting on that money in the absence of any further federal allocations.
We'll certainly be watching that. Tim, before we go, mm-hmm. people in both Kern County and Fresno County have been paying very close attention to another part of this project, and that's what community is going to get the heavy maintenance facility mm-hmm. and the thousands of jobs that supporters say will come with this operation. What's the latest on that? I remember hearing that that was going to be decided sometime in the middle of this year. Is that still on track? What are you hearing?
It's going to be decided probably sometime this year. I think everybody's kind of hopeful that that's going to happen after a couple of years of playing a waiting game. But yeah, the news on that economic golden goose has been a long time coming. The High Speed Rail Authority is hoping to get what they call an early operator for the train system on board to help weigh in and advise on perhaps where might be the better place to build this facility and how to build it. So once that operator is on board and that the bids for that consultant or that contractor should be going out this summer, and that'll probably be, whether it's a 30 to 60 day bid period, and then they'll take a period of time to evaluate those bids and then make a decision on which team of consultants or which team of companies they're going to hire for that. Once that's done, then I think the Rail Authority and the winning team will probably work hand in hand to work out the logistics of what they need, what that facility should look like, and from there probably derive where it should go, whether it's in Madera County, Fresno, Kings, Tulare, or Kern. And Fresno and Kern have been the two big or noisiest movers on that program.
Tim Sheehan of the Fresno Bee joining us today talking about the latest in California's high-speed rail. Any idea when they'll get a new CEO?
I got the feeling from the conversation I had with Jeff Morales that it'll probably be sooner rather than later. There is a special board meeting that's scheduled this week to consider, or at least to discuss the issue of moving forward with the CEO search. Now, whether they will have a discrete search for a CEO or whether they may pull from the pool of applicants they have for a chief operating officer is probably yet to be determined. But I would imagine that they will probably try to have someone on board before the end of the summer, if not sooner.
We'll be following that and reading Tim's coverage in the Fresno Bee and online at FresnoBee.com. Fresno Bee's Tim Sheehan. Tim, thanks so much.
Thank you, Joe.